Lazy Mota Productions presents the Oh Fuck My Mom's Home podcast, unofficially sponsored by Green Sativa 2020's Dispensary of the Year for the whole fucking world and shit, and that's where I go. And I'm Luis Jesse Ricardo Martinez. We got a special guest in the house, Mr. Wayne McCracken. Say something, you fucking dickhead.
Hey, what's up, Lewis? Glad to be here, man. Yep. Thanks for inviting me. I brought some soul beer.
Yeah, I actually kind of like soul beer, but I'm not in the mood to drink today. Yeah. So I appreciate the offer. Wayne, you're always a nice guy.
Do my best.
Yeah. Oh, man, you're one of my favorite memories at the old 5280 open mic over here on the north side, dude. My favorite memory was bringing you up to the mic after me and Grambo riffed it for like 6-7 minutes, you know what I mean? And then bringing you up, some Mexican was getting kicked out of the bar, and little Mercedes, that little firecracker girl at fucking 5280, is like, get your shit, get the fuck out, motherfucker, and she fucking straight kicked fucking that fool out right when you walked up to the mic, and you're like, whoa, this place is crazy, dude. I don't remember exactly what you said, but you're like, oh, man, is this what kind of mic it's going to be? And we're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude, that place was fun. I got in so many fights there.
I know. I heard you got in a slight altercation not too long ago over there at Herman's Hideaway.
Herman's Hideaway, yeah. Well, she was being rude. She was just a bad bartender, and it's not like I was asking for too much. I was standing at the fucking bar, like, hey, it's time for me to get a drink. And she was just willfully talking to her friend. So we were contentious for a while. And then she, like, tried to introduce me to her friend that had braces, which I referenced as a bear trap for dicks. And she did not like that one bit. And she threw water on me and ripped my shirt all up, and then
I heard she slapped you.
Yeah, she did. She hit me for sure. It wasn't that all, but she did the
woman
thing.
But you were a
nice guy.
You didn't swing back.
Well, I'm not a nice guy. I'm just a smart guy. That I would like to think. I know how that game always ends.
She's not even your girlfriend. You don't want that game.
I had a bold lesbian grab my throat one time at a bar. Because I was hitting on her girlfriend. And her girlfriend was hitting back on me. She was one of the lipstick lesbian looking ladies.
No,
they're never that one way.
The lesbian chick I got with, dude, her fucking girlfriends, I seen pictures of her girlfriends. 11s, 12s.
Really?
Dude.
Interesting.
This little white girl could pull the finest Mexican chicks I've ever fucking seen, bro.
Nice.
Oh, they were a little rave. She's a little raver chick, dude.
I thought I got that kind of behavior.
I thought I got that lesbian pregnant, dude. And she's
wouldn't
all,
that have been a clinky dink?
No, it would have been cool, dude. Because I straight up asked her. I was like, "Well, I'm down." I was like, "We'll have a dark skinned, blue eyed, blonde haired kid." You know what I mean? I was like, "He's gonna look fine as fuck, this little monster." You know,
little child.
She's all, "I'm down to have your kid," and she's all, "But I doubt we'll be together." I was like, "Yeah, I kind of doubt that too." So if you're down with my kid having two moms and a dad, you know what I mean? I'm down with that. She says, "I'm down with that." So we're gonna do it, but then she miscarried and shit, but. Oh, man, that would have been cool to have a kid with two moms, dude. You know what I mean?
One of my best friends is a lesbian. Shout out Kate O'Leary. And I have been trying to convince her to legally marry me for tax purposes for a while now. And she won't do it. I think she actually is a boyfriend now. I think she jumped back over that river. As they do, as I was discussing, as the pretty ones do. But anyways, yeah. And then we were at Herman's Hideaway. And I was strongly encouraged to leave. We'll put it that way. And so when I did leave, I was pretty upset. But I eventually got to go back there because the promoter, Lex Abital, she likes
she's
me.
She's cool. No,
she is cool. She all put of them on are, a good show, all, too.
Yeah, and yeah, and we just need comedy.
See that joint?
We just need comedy right now. Oh, that gelato joint is straight from Italia. No, I just hit it. It's burning, fool. Fucking smoke the rest of it. No, that joint's straight from Italia. It's gelato. Are you cultured or no?
Me? Cultured? No. I've never left
Where are
America.
You from? You're not from Colorado,
I'm from the
right?
South. I'm from North Carolina.
North Carolina?
Yeah.
Is that by South Carolina?
It is.
Is that by Kentucky?
Believe this or not.
Is that by Kentucky?
Believe this. It is actually north of South Carolina.
All right.
Do you believe that?
Kind of.
Yeah. And yes, it does border Tennessee, not Kentucky.
Not Kentucky. Tennessee's, huh?
I think it may touch Kentucky, but.
All right. Sure. Whatever. I don't even care, Florida, bro.
Key West. Yeah. That place is a lot gayer than Yakin County, North Carolina. And that's a good thing. Really, it's not a bad thing.
So that's where you get all your gayness from? Is from
exactly,
Florida?
That's correct. That's an astute observation you got there, Lewis. Yeah, that's where I get the gayness. It's where I get, you try to tell people back in the southern places in the Bible Belt about, you know, how good the gays are for the economy. And
they're the dopest, bro.
They just mind their own business, and they don't have kids, and they,
look at Five Points.
You know, art galleries and good restaurants happen.
Look at Five Points here, bro.
Yeah.
About eight, nine years ago, the gay bar, the Wrangler, moved from 17th and Logan right there, where the Psychedelic Ripple's at.
Yeah, I remember when the Wrangler
that
was there.
That used to
My
be the
bar
Wrangler.
My used to be Williams.
I'm
a regular at Williams.
So when the Wrangler moved to Five Points over there off of Downing and shit.
I didn't realize it was Downing.
Yeah, but when it moved over there, everything changed, dude. All of a sudden, there's fucking distilleries and breweries and Infinite Monkey Theorem popped up. And all the other breweries started going over there to Five Points and shit, dude. And that place has changed, bro. There used to be this place called Jerry's Market right over there by Curtis Park someplace. And there was another one in Swansea where my mom grew up. And then there's another Jerry's Market right there by my grandma's house. On Knox in, like, the frontage road, the 6th Avenue frontage road in Knox.
Right.
And they're all gone, bro. There's no little fucking Jerry's Corner Market no more, bro. Yeah. It pisses me off, dude.
It's going to be interesting to see what they do with this neighborhood with the
houses. Oh, they can't. This is unincorporated Adams County.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So it's not Denver, dude.
Oh, nice.
Denver was four blocks south of here. But this is unincorporated Adams County. It's like only Adams County Sheriff could arrest me, bro. That's why I don't even give a fuck.
I'm more interested in what the tax people can do.
Fuck the taxes, bud. All that shit. Dude.
Heard it here, folks.
Highlands.
You should join the Libertarian Party. I'm
Highlands, Sunnyside, Rhino, all that fucking dumb shit. Baker, fucking all them shit. That's just real estate jargon to sell fucking people houses, bud. It's fake, dude. You know what I mean? I live right here on the border of Adams County and fucking Denver, dude. You know what I mean? And when I went to high school, they bussed me up to Whiteminster High School. They bussed me up north.
Oh, interesting.
They didn't send me. I bet you if I went to North High School, I'd be a different person. I'd probably be a stupid Northside Mafia motherfucker. That's why I do the NSM for my media on Facebook. I'm dropping all NSM Northside Media. But I probably would have been a little thug, dude. I probably would have sold more drugs. But no, I went to white school. I figured out that smoking weed and getting pussy was real cool, bro. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
if you could do
a lot
it,
of fun.
And if you could do it, you could do it all the time, bro. It's real easy. You know what I mean? So fuck it, dude. I wasn't no La Raza kid. I'm more honky than you probably are, Wayne McCracken.
Oh,
I doubt that. I mean?
I doubt that.
Nah, dude.
I grew up around nobody. I graduated
my fucking,
with like 60
my
kids.
My niece used to call me Man Dude, bro.
Man Dude?
Man Dude, bro.
Oh, Man Dude, bro. Excuse me.
Because that was like the only words I used to say when I was a snowboarding hippie motherfucker. I'd be like, yeah, Man Dude, bro. Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Oh, nah, bro. I was fucking super hyped out, bro, like a couple years ago, dude. It was good. It was fun.
Yeah, I miss my snow bum days from up
in
the mountains. That
fuck,
shit's a
dude.
Lot of
that's
fun.
Just the shit, bro.
Yeah, being broke and just waking up and going and riding every day. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Have you ever been midnight? Have you ever been full moon riding the Ludlow
Pass?
Not
out here, but back where I grew up in North Carolina, we had some hills up in Appalachia.
We got to go, dude.
Night riding.
Probably next month or in February, we'll find a full moon and we'll go to Loveland Pass and snowboard.
Yeah, my buddies up in Leadville do that.
Dude, it's like it's in Snowboard Magazine as top fucking 10 things to do as a snowboarder, bro. Just go night riding at Loveland Pass. It was like number 6 or something.
Right.
But, man, it's so fun, dude. I met the coolest little redhead hippie chick that was staying in her car with her little dog. And I was like, where do you live? She's like, oh, in Keystone. And I was like, she's like, you want to roll with me? And I was like, sure. You know, and we went to the Goat Soup and Whiskey. And I was like, well, where do you live? And she's like, oh, in my car. And I was like, oh, man, I had a boner in a
this
car.
Is a lot of, this is very roomy. You know?
It was a little was Honda.
It a legit car?
It was a little
SUV,
Honda, dude.
A little crossover.
No, it was a little two-door. Honda fool with her little dog.
No, I know a lot of people have to do that. I feel bad for people. Like, there's a lot of comics that... Like, a lot of people live in their car, but, like, when it's a chick that's trying to boink you, that's, you know.
Oh, dude.
I couldn't imagine, like getting a chick excited about me at what used to be a bar back in the before times, and they'll be like, yeah, why don't you hop on in the coupe? That's a Honda Civic coupe.
I used to play sharp, bro. I had a Chevy van, and with a big suede leather mattress in the back, bro. It was sharp, dude. So there's two captain chairs up front, fucking a cooler, and fucking a big old suede mattress with blankets and pillows and shit, dog. And that's all that van was, dude. It was like a fucking van. It was a fucking van, dude.
My buddies I used to do this thing called unexploded ordnance work, but everybody in that industry has an RV that they travel around with. And my buddy's fifth wheel is super nice. It's one of those that pops out in, like, full-blown, like, living room and TV bedroom.
Yeah.
And he's got the toy hauler so he can take motorcycles.
Man, we used to roll the homeboy's fucking RV up snowboarding, bro, like about six or seven of us, bro. Right.
I want to get the big van, like one of the nice ones.
Oh, yeah.
Where they
or
rig
the 4x4 like, fucking lifted fucking Chevy fucking eco vans.
Get the
I know what
carriers
that,
on the
hell
top.
Yeah, dog. We could go buy a bus at the auction and then retool the fucking the lowers.
I
want to
get an electric snowmobile too. I wonder if that
they got everything, bro. Anything you could think of, they fucking already got. Let me go let the dog off the leash.
Yeah, no worries. I'll keep going. Or do you just want to cut it out?
Keep going. Go.
Talking about these times. Yeah, Lewis brings me over here to Northside. He's actually the wealthiest member of the Denver comedy community, if anybody didn't know that. His mom owns this house, so that's nice. His dog Bella over here is just causing a ruckus.
Nope, I'm rich because I sell shit. Speaking of which, today on Homeboys, shut up, Bella. You're going to ruin. I'm going to get you. Let me chase Bella real quick.
Bella is once again outmaneuvering Lewis. He is 0-1,000 on the chase game.
Okay, today on Homeboys Instant Venmo Flea Market, we got, how do you say that?
Tozo.
We got Tozo earbud headphones. Fucking, they retail at the store for $43. But we got them today for $42.00. Bella's locked in the room again. Sorry about that, folks. Dead air is good air.
Oh yeah, my bad. I was distracted by the dog as well.
He didn't know I could move.
I'm really
that
high
fast,
too, so.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of lost track.
It's all good. Oh man.
We're learning. So he's got the earbuds for sale.
So I got the earbuds for sale. Like I said, they normally retail for $43. I got them for you. And if you want to buy them, come to the open mic.
I personally watched
Friday.
Him win these fair and square at a game of White Elephant.
I want them fair and square. You heard it here first. Alan Bromwell's a dick. Who buys fucking $60 headphones, dude, and brings them to White Elephant, dude? He's rich, huh?
No, that's not that expensive. Is that what he brought?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know there was going to be White Elephant. Although I got the worst gift. I got the tool bag with condoms and various other things. I can't even remember.
You should have took those license plates and went and stole notebook. A bunch of gas, dude.
You can't steal gas like
yeah,
that.
You can.
With what? How would you steal gas?
Oh, I don't know. Never mind, dude. Just whatever, dude.
Whatever.
Go rob a bank, dude, with those license plates on.
I'm not going to advocate for robbing banks.
Allegedly, would you?
Allegedly, that is a legal term that is outside of my
purview. Are you some goody two-shoes mama's boy or what?
No, I just don't like prison.
Let's crack in. Yeah, I don't want to get butt raped either.
Yeah, it seems like a bad thing.
Or suck penises, dude. I might let a dude suck my penis, but I don't feel like sucking penises.
You heard it here first.
You know
folks.
What I mean? I got to chop up my hot dog.
We're talking about if
them.
You were in prison, right, Lewis?
Yeah.
Yeah, not just like a normal day.
Either normal day or prison, bro. Fuck, dude. We are in a prison, dude. This is Prison Planet, dude.
It's an open air prison,
like,
though. It's a
nice
prison.
I thought you liked Alex Jones.
I'm aware of Alex Jones.
Prison,
I do like
dude.
Him a lot. I did when I was growing up, especially. You know, he's got his faults, like everybody else. But
oh yeah, dude. You go too deep into something, and you fucking like.
You're gonna get killed by the globalist. Oh,
yeah,
I used to
dude.
Be able to do it
fuck,
better.
Dude.
I can't.
He's the man. Have you ever heard him talk about JFK?
Huh? Kennedy?
Have you ever heard him talk about Kennedy's assassination?
I've heard everybody talk about Kennedy's assassination.
No, but that's where I first heard him was on Coast to Coast.
Ah, interesting.
Talking about the Kennedy assassination because he's from Texas. You know what I mean?
Right. I was watching a documentary on the Oklahoma City bombing the other day, and he was very young Alex Jones, like late 90s Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Back when he just had the Texas accent he was talking about. But, I would say he's been a net benefit for humanity.
Yeah, that was back when.
He is certainly a highly entertaining individual.
Oh, man. Yeah, he is.
Have you seen what they're going to be doing on January 6th? Everybody's going down to Washington, D.C. Alex Jones is calling for 10 million people.
I'm not playing those games, dude. It's getting too deep, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's getting too. It's just too crazy, bro. So when the COVID riots started, bro, downtown, dude, I was down there delivering fucking food for Postmates, right?
Oh, shit.
Dude, I seen them on fucking on Broadway and Colfax, dude.
Oh, God.
They had fires on each corner, bro. And they had the scooters stacked like 20 feet high, bro. The Lyft scooters and all that. Those scooters trying to set them on fire, bro. It's like, dude, those are mostly metal.
Remember
they're not going to burn.
Homeless camp in the,
I was
in
like,
downtown?
Oh,
was
it's
like
all fucked up. I drive, but when I ride my bike by there.
I was delivering Domino's down there at that point in time.
When I ride my bike down there, I put my mask up, bro. I'm not joking, dude. There's too many fucking people over there, dude. You can't be around that many people during this shit right now, this COVID shit. Now, I was clowning, talking shit to fucking Alan and Corey. The other day, like, I put my mask up, and I go like this. I go, fucking conform already and wear a mask, bitch. You know what I mean? I was talking shit to him. And it's like, because Alan's a dickhead, dude. I seen him rip one of those put your mask on fucking little things.
I have a fishnet one. That's
yeah,
cheaper.
I told you what I wanted to do. I wanted to put my weenie right through that fishnets, dude.
Yeah, that thing's fun. That thing gets different reactions.
Yeah.
When I'm out and about, some people get annoyed, but they know they can't say anything because technically I'm following the rules.
You're
dumb. Other people laugh at it.
Technically.
It is technically a mask.
You're a fucking rebel, son.
Yeah, rebel without a cause.
You no cause at all, dude.
I rage against the machine, not on behalf of it.
I like that shirt, dude. What do you watch on YouTube?
I like Sam Tripoli Tinfoil Hat back when it was on YouTube as far as conspiracies go. I just signed up for the Higher Side Chats. That's a lot of fun. They're premium. I've been enjoying that. And, I like, Tim Pool. He's pretty, you know what he is? He's hypnotic. He's got this cadence, but he's really good at what he does. And I respect him as like a principal team.
I sent Tall Guy a Tim Pool video. Of him doing a hang 10 kickflip. And I said, Tim Pool's way cooler than you. I was like, you fucking suck compared to Tim Pool, dude. You know what I mean? Fuck Tall Guy. I was like, but no, somebody was talking shit. Brian Evans was saying, oh, all you do is sit on the couch, watch your dumb Tim Pool and your far right bullshit. And this is that. And I was like, fuck you, you fucking anarchist. I was like, I'm just trying to be informed, dude. You know what I mean? I watch all the shit, dude. You fucking watch all the shit, but half the shit's fucking dumb. You got to be dumb as a rock to get fooled by half of this shit, dude.
Well, I don't think it's an intelligence thing. It's
no,
just
it is an intelligence thing, dude. Half these fucking people in America are just dumb, bro.
I think it's not an intelligence thing. There's very smart people. Like, I've met very smart people that are fully, like, involved in crazy religious shit. But they're just, like, I know crazy smart people that think that the government is a force for good, you know? Like,
it's oh, it's like, not.
Well, they live in the Matrix. You know, the saying goes, like, being red-pilled and blue-pilled and all that
it's
shit.
It's not. Did they send you your six on?
No, I think they're still arguing about trying to get us that 2K, boy.
They're going to get us that, too.
If that 2K happens, I'm going to be good. That shit's going straight to Bitcoin's going to shoot up to, like, 50 grand. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, they're gonna send that shit.
If Bitcoin double. Is that your Cash App?
Yeah.
How did that happen? Is that it? Let me check mine. Because I got the 1200 at the beginning of the year. Now, I haven't done taxes since then.
I haven't done taxes for fucking That's 4 or 5 years, bro.
You can't.
I could say whatever,
it's,
dude.
It's, well, here's the thing.
I went.
I took them
to H&R Block, dude, but then they tried to tax me all kinds of money to do it. So I told them, fuck you.
Said, fuck you.
I said, I don't even got money to do this
That's a negative ghostwriter.
Yeah, dude.
I haven't gotten any 600.
I'm in condition, dude. Fuck it, dude.
I said, fuck it.
Yeah, nah, dude. That's just another microphone or maybe a fucking camera or something, buddy. You know what I mean? Keep this podcast going.
Yeah. I got curtains. I got everything pretty much where I want it to be with my shit up. I'm glad we're getting it going. Like, a lot of people are starting
yeah,
to podcast.
Right now, I don't even care, bro. I'm doing all audio, dude, only. I don't give a fuck, dude. That's how I'm going to do it right now.
Yeah,
that's where it's at. If you get people just to listen to your shit, dude, then fucking the video and all that could come later, dude. Whatever.
Yeah, and there's a market for it, too. There's a lot of people that just listen to podcasts.
Yep. I know JD Lopez does, dude. He listened to that. He's the one that was listening to all the quick before my mom gets home when it was me and Tall Guy.
Huh, interesting.
I was like, yeah, dude, a lot of people listen to it. You just got to send it to them. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's like.
What happened to that show? What happened to Tall Guy?
Oh, Tall Guy's a little bitch.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's not his fault, dude. It's physics. It's gravity. He needs to lay down more. He needs to lay down more so he gets oxygen to his brain. You know, because when he stands up, the gravity doesn't let all the oxygen blood cells go all the way up to his brain, you know?
This is peer-reviewed.
Yeah, this is science fact, bro. You know what I mean? I fucking deal in physics and this
hard
is, this
facts.
Is no probabilities, maybe.
This
isn't
is no sociology
I know,
bullshit.
You know, when he stands up for too long, dude, you just see in his eyes, he starts going, duh, like that, bro. And then, you know, he just needs to lay down more, take a nap in the middle of the day. Mexicans got it right, bro. You know why Mexicans take
siestas.
Naps? You know why Mexicans take siestas? Because they're getting their brain functions back from working all hard in the morning. You know what I mean? Mexicans wake up at 4:30 in the morning, they get stoned. They wake up at 4:30, they get high at 4:20, and then they start their day, bro.
Interesting. Yeah, I spent a lot of time around Mexicans, illegal Mexicans to be specific, growing up doing construction. And the amount of work ethic, and you're right about that, like, you get home, like, siesta, like, and then your family
and stuff. Yeah, take a nap, and then you wake up, jerk off, take a shower, and then you go out for the night. And then, you know, hopefully you don't do a lot of cocaine. you get a little bit of sleep, you know what I mean, and then you're fucking in condition for the rest of the day.
Yeah, well, what was always impressive is, like, they would always bring their girlfriends and wives along, and they would be at the hotel room and they would cook for them and stuff.
I'm
like, that is dope. Look at that.
Yeah, that's sharp. That's just sharpness, bro. When you got an old lady, you're in condition, dude.
Yeah, and then the little Mexicans that did do cocaine. The guy that did the most cocaine growing up was a white guy who taught himself Spanish, but he would always get, like, one of the little
he needed to teach himself Spanish
guys.
To fucking get cocaine, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's a smart white guy, bro. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, dog, if you know how to speak fucking, you go, que quieres es blancas? You say, where's the white? Where's the blancas? You, bam, bud. They'd be like, oh, que pues? They say something back to you. And then you say, fucking, es dinero, I got the money, fucking, they're gonna break you off, dog, if they got coke. But guaranteed, bro. Mexicans, fuck, dude, it's crazy. That's my favorite job, dude. Like, I still got one job, and that's selling dope. That's the only job I can fall back on. It's always there.
It's more
for
of
me.
A trade than a job.
No, I got a fucking call earlier, bro. I'm just waiting for the phone call back, bro. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna make me 30-40 bucks, bro.
This is a product of growing up around white kids, right? Learning how to sell drugs to them.
Fuck no, dude. That's it helped because they had money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, fucking all these people are all mad at white people right now. It's like, why? I fucking love white people. You know who I love more than white people? Is gays. Because they even got more money than white people,
that's
bro.
True.
They don't
spend it on drugs.
Yeah, and they don't spend their money on kids. They just spend their money on dope and cock rings, and that's about it, bro.
Dope and cock rings.
Yeah, I'm
going to
get you that other beer.
I got to pee, too. All
right, well, we're going to pause it right now, and we'll be right back.
Right back.
You know, everybody in that crowd is like, dude, look at this. That's awesome.
Can't play it on the recording.
We're watching 77-year-old Iggy Pop jam out Passenger.
It's the saggiest of skin.
This dude, he looks like he used to be 500 pounds. He's just an old fucking crackhead, bud.
He looks like he had lipo, but that like he wasn't fat. You know?
He looks like a crackhead that got let out in the sun too long.
Yes.
Fucking poor old Iggy Pop.
Yes.
I love that fool. His skin's 1,000 years old and his teeth
are
brand new.
It's not appealing. It's not
appealing. Yeah, but his teeth are brand new, dude. That's what makes it even worse is his teeth are fucking white and shiny and brand new. And then there's his old ass fucking 700-year-old skin.
Yeah, it's unsettling, to say the least. It's unsettling.
But I love Iggy Pop, bro. I love his music, dude.
Who doesn't love Iggy Pop? I mean, other than whatever has to fuck him.
Lame ass losers.
Whatever lady has to fuck him for that money. Yuck. Oh, well, that
so
was a
what
fun
do you,
break. I got
what do you
pee.
Think? What do you, what do you? Yeah, we did a little break real quick. Came back, watched some Iggy Pop. What do you think about the comedy scene right now during COVID season 2?
There is no comedy scene. Everybody's pretty
there's good. A comedy scene. I got an open mic this Friday.
Well, yeah, you got an open mic.
We're starting the year off right.
Yeah, no, and it's going to continue, and things are going to get better. I'm really worried about people and where they're at psychologically on a big scale societal level.
No,
especially in cities like Denver. Like, I'm very concerned about like when people are going to feel en masse safe about going to a show and sitting shoulder to
I'm
shoulder
telling
in
you
a
right now,
and watching
I'm telling you right now.
Some yahoo get on stage. You know, I'm concerned. I've got my concerns. Hopefully in March, I mean, it seems like people are willing to do this. And I know that the second CNN and Fox News and all them fuckers are like, guess what, guys? COVID's over. Back to normal. And they go back to, you know, covering and doing PR for the government.
I'm telling you right now.
Maybe, but we'll see.
Telling you right now, it's going to be all right, dude.
I feel long
no,
term,
it is.
Yes.
It is, bro. I haven't been scared of COVID since Big Lou got it. He's fatter than Trump. He's had a valve replacement surgeries on his heart.
Who's of the other Big Lou?
Fucking my dad.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, no, my dad, when he got COVID, dude, he had a heart. He has a valve replacement. And a valve repair. He's got heart problems. He's got thyroid, high blood pressure, thin blood. All the factors
typical
that...
American.
Yeah, everything that should fucking kill you when you get COVID. And yeah, he was on a ventilator. And yeah, I think he's fucked up from being on a ventilator. He's fucking really fucked in the head, dude. Like,
really? Interesting.
Yeah, nah, dude. So like, there's repercussions for being put on a ventilator and getting put in a fucking coma for a sickness. You know what I mean? So I think they fucked him up, bro. And truthfully.
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence that.
But he still survived. He still fucking survived. And this was when it was really bad at the beginning. Like, fucking, like, dude, I thought my dad, like, I got the word, like, 4 days after my birthday, dude, in April, on the, like, right before 420. Saying that they're going to let my dad out of jail, but they're putting him right into a hospital.
Oh, so he got it in jail?
Yeah, he got it in jail down in Castle Rock.
Damn.
And that's even worse, dude. And you know where he got it from was all the guards in Greeley had COVID. And they sent him up to Greeley for court. So he was around all these fucking guards that had COVID, bud. And then he goes back down to fucking Castle Rock, bro, and he gets sick 2 days later.
Goddamn.
You know what I mean? It's a bunch of bullshit, dude. Like, and then, like, it's so crazy right now doing court over the fucking internet, bro.
Oh, yeah.
With my dad. And then my dad, like, 2-3 months ago when he started doing his court and what he needed to do right to get his life together, you know, he's at a sober living place right now.
Oh, good, nice.
And all that jazz, he's doing real good, but, like, his memory's barely starting to come back, dude. Like, and then...
Well, at least he had the state pay for his hospital.
It's not even that. He's on Medicaid and all that shit. He's fucking on disability because he's fucking got a bad heart and all that.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, fuck, dude, it just sucks, dude. Seeing, like, that COVID ain't no joke, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I got my homeboy right there, Marcos, on that little fan right there.
Mm-hmm.
My homeboy, Marcos. That fool died from the swine flu.
Oh,
like,
shit.
6 or 7 years ago, bud. So that shit ain't no joke neither, bud.
Oh, yeah, that killed a lot of fucking
You know what
people.
I mean? So, like, there's shit
I still don't think we should be shutting down society.
No, but... you can't do that, dude. You can't. You just really can't, dude. That's what irks me. It irks me a lot, and that's why even when I was doing Postmates, I was rolling around, and I was staying away from people, like, I took a lot of precautions, dude.
Right.
Like, I would get off my bike in the garage, and I'd come in here, and I'd throw my sweater and my pants into the washing machine, and I'd go take a shower. That way, my mom's an older person, bro.
Right.
I don't want to get her sick,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, you do live with her.
You know what I mean? Yep. So, like, I would do precautions and shit like that, bro. Like, all the clothes I wore when I was out doing Postmates, right when I came in, I would fucking straight throw that shit right in the fucking washing machine. Speaking of which, I think my mom just got
Oh, shit, your mom's home?
Yeah. Oh, fuck, my mom's home. But it's all right. We're going to see. We're gonna see what she says. But,
Well, at least I didn't take her parking spot.
Mm-hmm. Then we would have had a murder case on our hand, bud.
It's Moita.
Oh, you can leave it over there.
It's fine. I'm pretending like I'm...
No, but like, this, it shut so much shit down. We're so fucked, dude.
Yeah, hopefully. Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm worried about when people are going to psychologically...
That's like, I've been on some shows. I did my first 30 minutes up at the Moxie.
Nice.
You know what I mean? But it's like...
This is nice, though, because one of the side effects / silver linings is that we're doing more content like this and getting more on the internet, which is going to be beneficial in the long run.
It's going to have to, bro. It's just like whatchamacallit, bro. Like you were saying, it's really, dude, it's gonna fuck with a lot of people's psyche.
Mm-hmm.
This staying locked down and fucking not talking to people and only getting your media through your TV and shit, dude. It's almost programming you to 1984 yourself, bud.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Straight up, bro. This fucking isolation bullshit, bro.
Well, it's had a big effect on me because, like, my church is, like, Red Rocks and going to concerts and, like, doing comedy. And, like, to be deprived of that, especially at the stage you and I were at where it's, like, open micers starting to get into doing shows and stuff
It's
just not good. Oh, snap.
All right, just one sec.
Locked in my room.
You fucking with me yet? Yeah. Yo, sorry about that. We was rudely interrupted by the owner of the house, Francis Gonzalez.
Francis.
Oh, man, my mom's pretty toasted. She's probably already asleep. We did, like, 3 dabs. We're back at the podcast. We was talking about Denver comedy scene, dude. I don't know when it's going to come back, dude.
Yeah, I Comedy Works is open again. Everything's going full steam ahead.
Did you ever win Thick Skin?
No, I never won Thick Skin.
Oh, you're a loser.
Well,
I'm just like, I won it 4 times.
4 times?
4 times.
You got... They must have liked you, I guess. Mike and all those guys?
No. The first time I won it was Brent Tobler and Gillespie.
Oh, nice.
And then the second time I won it was Mike Stanley and Kobos. But that time when I won it, that time I had took all my notes from my new talent night. And I did the punch a girl. See, you're a nice guy. You didn't punch the girl over there. I watched him call, but I did punch the girl. But the girl looked like my little brother. You know what I mean? I didn't know it was a girl. But I took all my notes that I got from my new talent night from my 3 minutes on my C set. And I had a great opener because you get 5 minutes during Thick Skin, right?
Right.
So I did more at the front, and then I did that end, but I took all the notes that Janae Burris and Elliot Woosley and all them gave me. I took all the notes that they gave me, and it was a fucking great set, bro.
That's nice,
and,
man.
You know
That's
what great. I mean? And what was funny is somebody brought up not too long ago, it was the night that Little Aspie, when Noah and that other guy, that John V or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that psychopath.
That was the night that those fools got kicked out of Thick Skin.
They got kicked out of there?
Yeah, no, dude, because somebody straight went up to Mike Stanley and goes, hey, that guy and that guy, both of those guys had a big old stink fucking last week at Scruffy Murphy's, and they're like, they shouldn't be on any mic here in town. So then they're like, well, what's that guy's name? And Mike Stanley comes up to me, and he's like, what's his name and his name? I was like, that's stupid John B, and that's my little homie Noah Hubler. And I was like, I understand if you got to drop him off out of the list. And he's like, no, what? And he's like, oh, here's both their names, and he threw them out. And then John B came up to me talking shit outside, because I'm outside smoking weed, and this fool comes up talking shit to me. And I was like, yo, fool. I was like, on a regular day, I'd knock you the fuck out right now. I was like, but you know what I got to do right now? I was like, I got to go downstairs just in case they call my name, and I got to win that fucking money.
You're a fucking professional, aren't you,
Lewis? And I got to win that fucking money. And not talking shit, but I called my shot, fool. I went downstairs, they called my name, and I won the fucking money, dude. And I was like, that's how you do comedy. Because that fool's not in it for comedy, bro.
No, he's a
That's what irked
psycho.
Me the most about John B., dude. Was he wasn't in it for comedy, dude, because he started at 5280 mic, bro. He started his open mic career there, dude. And one night he was standing around and he goes, yo, bro, I want to just offend somebody so much that they take a swing at me. And I was like, that's not funny.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't have the
intent. I said, that's not funny, dude. That's not fucking funny, dude.
Yeah. Being offensive can be funny. It takes a lot of skill and art.
Dude.
And I appreciate it when that's done, because I think it's one of the most difficult things to do is to be an offensive personality and be funny.
I just said that I won money for telling a joke about me punching a little girl that looks like a boy.
Yeah, you do it really well.
You know what I mean? But it took like 6 months to work that joke out, bud.
Right.
That's a craft, dude. Like, this comedy shit, it's a craft, dude. Like, fucking, you can write a nice poem down, dude. How many fucking times did you write those words down before it fucking first mixed together and sounded great?
Right.
You know what I mean? How many times did it take you before that? It takes a while, bro. I mean, shit, dude, for 3 years, I think I'm up on this comedy game, bro. I'm doing pretty well, bro.
Right.
But I even tell myself I could have done a lot better, because like even Nick Dean's the one that got me going to Comedy Works for Tuesday night for New Talent.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's like, why don't I see you at New Talent all the time? And I was like, I go to Scruffy Murphy's because it's hard to get on over there. And he's like, dude, you got to go sign up every fucking week. And I started doing that, and then it paid off, bro. I did my C set. You know what I mean? I had a killer all night. I even thought that Aaron Hernandez guy was going to give me a hand job, dude. Fucking in front of everybody, dude. I did so good. You know, but that's how it goes. Dude,
did you ever meet Deacon Gray before you passed
I met
away?
Him. Actually, I didn't meet him at Comedy Works. So I met Deacon Gray a few times at Nicolo's.
Okay.
And
he did used to swing by
and, there. And he's all, that weed smells strong. And I was like, you want some? And he's like, no. You know what I mean? And I was like, all right, cool. So, and then I seen him go up, and he told a dirty dirt joke, bro. Like, fucking, this is a throwaway I'm going to piss you off joke. You know
what
I mean?
Oh, yeah. He wasn't afraid to.
And he threw it out there, dude. And I was the only one outside because they had the garage doors open. I'm outside smoking weed. And I'm laughing. I'm like, yeah. I was like, yeah, that was a good one. And then he comes up to me and he's like, young man, what's your name? And I was like, Luis Martinez.
Young man.
And he goes, you wouldn't happen to be Luis Jesse Ricardo Martinez. And I was like, yeah, that's me. And he's all, quit leaving me long messages on the thing.
That's funny.
I was like, I'm sorry. And he's like, no, I'm going to get you up soon. He's like, at least I know you have a sense of humor for laughing at my joke.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was a really
good
dude.
I never got up. I didn't do my newbie set until like fucking a month or so after he passed.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, he picked me to on a reserved spot. Like somebody didn't show up to do the New Faces competition, and he picked me out of the reserve to do a spot. So I thought that was always pretty nice of him. I really appreciated him, but I didn't know him that well.
Yeah,
I only knew him for about
a nice guy,
I guess,
like,
probably around a year.
Like I say, there's a lot of cool old cats on the scene. What you would call it? Mike Langworth? Do you know he used to write for like Sybil and shit?
Sybil? What's that?
The old sitcom. He's a sitcom writer.
I don't know what Sybil is.
It's an old TV show, bro. It was fucking high-end comedy, bro.
High-end comedy?
Yeah, dude. No, dude. It's like Wings and shit. It's just an old-school show, syndicated show, bro. You know what I mean?
Like 80s.
Yeah, 80s, 90, early 90s, syndicated show, dude. But that's like, and I think he's fucking funny as fuck. I feel bad. I don't even know what's up with this Zoom shit, bro. I don't want to do the Zoom shit.
Yeah, that seems just like a bad idea.
It's not smart. It's not smart. Like fucking, like even right now, I don't even want to do video on my podcast. I wanted you to just hear my voice. If you like what I say,
well, yeah,
cool,
I mean, look at
you.
Why would you want
to? Yeah, I got a total radio face, bro. I got a radio personality.
Radio,
you know what
face.
I mean? Yeah. Instead of radio head,
insult.
Radio face. You got a face for radio too, dude.
I don't think so. I've been complimented many a times on my facial features.
Whatever, bro. You just keep combing that hair forward.
Right.
And that's
curls.
That's how you do
the
it, bro.
Curls. You've got this peacocking mohawk that says things like, I can operate a shovel really efficiently.
I
and
could operate a backhoe.
Also, I could be a stand-up comedian.
I could operate a backhoe and fucking sweep your floor.
A Mexican backhoe. You know what
I
that
could,
is.
Fucking, I don't even care. You know what a Chinese, you know what a Chinese wheelbarrow is?
What's that?
A fucking tarp, plastic tarp.
You're evil, Lewis. Jesse Ricardo Martinez.
No, that's how you mix concrete. It is in a Chinese wheelbarrow. You put some concrete in the middle, a little bit of water, and two guys get on each side of it, and you just fucking pull it up and down, and you mix it.
It's a Mexican wheelbarrow.
That's a Mexican mixer. Mexican concrete mixer is a tarp, bro.
Oh,
you figure shit out, bro. Fucking in the real, in the hood, bro. You figure that shit out, bro. I think but the most ghetto shit I've ever done was when I worked in the sewer company, bro. We did some ghetto ass shit in there.
I've done some pretty nasty shit as far as like diving deep into nasty shit. We like back when I did that unexploded ordnance work. I worked at an old ammo factory where they would build munitions and shit. We had to clean out some toxic sump pits, is what they call them.
Oh, I know what they are.
It was toxic sludge that we had to scrape.
Oh, yeah, and then you can't even...
If I get cancer, it comes from that.
Then you can't even dump that shit in a regular place, dude. Because
we
used to suck that shit out with the vac truck. And, like, we'd go work at B&O Railroad right here.
Right.
And, like, all their fucking, like, cleaning out their oil catchers... And all everything coming out of there can't be released into the regular sewer.
Ah,
so they got a giant holding tank for all their sewer to where the water rises and then or the oil stays real high.
Uh-huh.
And then the water goes through these things that are only 1 micron thick. Steel plates that only got a micron like this. So only water gets through, no oil. So all the oil stays on top of these fucking crazy micron thick little steel plate filters, bro.
Like it would almost feel solid.
Yeah,
to us.
So, and then it'd feel solid to us, but only a little drop of water could get through, and then that's what goes into the sewer, bro. That the engineering that goes into cleaning water and shit, dude.
It's not, yeah, dude.
It's
people
crazy,
don't realize,
dude.
Like
fuck,
millions of people
like,
rely
on
it.
I make fun of Alan for being all engineered out. Like I talk shit and said, dude, you went to college to learn how to measure, but measuring precisely is like one of the key things of knowing everything, dude.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean?
It's a valuable
like,
skill.
Yeah, and they didn't even get it. Like I was trying to tell them, or I was too drunk to explain it correctly. I was like, I told them like everything's been done before. Like the Nazca lines, they have this spider, a giant geoglyph of this spider, right? And the spider has one leg up because that leg, it breathes and does all this shit out of this leg, right? Well, and it's really poisonous, this little spider, dude. You know what I mean? But they got a big old geoglyph of it with monkeys and birds and
yeah,
all that shit.
Nuts.
You know, like so, yeah, and this happened like way, way back in the day they did this shit, dude. You know what I mean? This spider is the size of a pin dot. How do they know that? How did they see that this spider puts one leg up to do all this stuff? You know what I mean? How do they know all of this shit?
Oh,
do they have what if they had magnifying glasses or they had some science that we have now? You know what I mean?
Oh,
like 20,
dude,
30 fucking thousand years ago. Who knows?
I love the volition that it goes back even further than that. Like,
no, there could be. Yeah, there could be ways. They could.
I think reality is stranger than fiction at this point.
Yeah, no,
like, at this point, anything's believable. Like, we know we've been lied to about just about everything.
A lot of shit, dude. Like, but
from
who
everything
knows?
From,
who
like,
knows,
the nature
dude?
Of reality to the origin of humanity to, like, what's actually going on. And there's so many theories and there's so many different ideas.
Nobody knows nothing. There could be the inner planet. There could be fucking... I don't know about flat Earth, dude, because I could look at the moon every night.
That's the big leap. Flat Earth is the big leap. If you
it's
got,
like,
if you go
oh,
for
man,
that one,
dude.
But...
And you could say whatever, too. You could...
Who fucking knows?
I
want to
be
Sam
like,
Tripoli. He's like, I'm a realm guy.
We're on a floating turtle, dude.
That'd be great. That'd be fantastic.
I wish I was that high, dude. I want to talk to the fucking turtle. I want to talk to the fucking turtle,
sit
dude.
The turtle down.
No, I want to go to the edge of the fucking globe, dude, and be like, yo, turtle guy, and then a fucking head comes up. Oh, hi, Louis Jess from Tata Martinez. How are you today? You know what I mean, dude? I can't wait for that shit, dude.
You think it's coming? What are you going to do if aliens show up? Like, what's going to be your reaction?
So, I had this conversation with my homeboy, and his dad's, like, super religious, right?
Right.
And his dad, like, fucking, like, he'd get drunk, and he's a Vietnam vet, and he'd get all faded and shit. And he'd talk Jesus and shit, you know?
Jesus.
So, but, like, me and him were talking after a coast-to-coast AM session after getting all stoned. And I said, yo, if God comes to us, we're going to think he's alien, fool. And this fool goes... God, the one and only God is the true God, and we're gonna fucking know he's not gonna be alien.
Please,
and then like fucking 3 weeks later, dude, right out of the blue, this fool calls me and he goes, you know, you might be right.
You know what I'm thinking though.
Like, only the chosen ones are gonna know he's Jesus. Only the chosen ones are gonna know he's God, you know what I mean?
And now he
like,
has disability
you,
for a mental.
I told you, fool. You know what I mean? But I kind of broke his brain, but it was like, but it was just the truth, bud. Like, I made my own hypothesis there about that. That's how everybody should think. I think everybody has to think clearer for themselves, bro.
I take a lot of comfort in knowing that I just don't know. I'm not capable of knowing.
Oh, exactly. I told that to Alan and Corey. I was like, yo, you know the reason why I'm smart is because I know that there are people that know more shit than me. Guaranteed. Guaranteed, bro.
Right.
Guaranteed.
What I will say though is that there's this the idea of red pilled and blue pilled. Have
I
you heard about this?
I'm open to anything. Give me any pill, bro.
Have you heard about
pill.
This? It's the idea on the
I
internet.
I want the green pill. I want the
have you heard about
pill.
Have you heard about this? It's on the internet. It's this idea that references the Matrix about being red pilled and blue pilled about the nature of what's going on. Have you heard
of it? No, it's no such thing, bro. That's just propaganda. That's more propaganda. No.
This is outside of corporate media shit.
No, this is more propaganda to me, bro. This is more internet bullshit that's keeping you out of real life fucking touching feeling.
No. This is a good thing. This is about what's real.
Modern age philosophy.
Can I tell you about it?
No, wait, I'm going to tell you this and then you try to convince me on anything, okay? Modern age philosophy is bullshit, dude. It's a lot about unicorns and touchy-feely things, and then it goes right into steampunk matrix shit that fucking really tries to mind fuck you. Like, yo, dude, I watch all the Oracle's the bad person in the Matrix. Come on, dude. I know all about the Matrix, dude. What do you think we're living in a Matrix? That's worse than flat Earth.
Explain my point.
That's worse than flat Earth. Go ahead, explain your point. I want to hear this.
No, my point is the idea that it's a cultural reference when it comes to news media and shit. The idea between red pilled and blue pilled.
Okay,
and the Matrix.
So you're.
Oh, never mind. I didn't want to talk about it. Go ahead. You go ahead.
I got the floor. I got one question. So this is on a mind frame for what you think the media is.
Pretty much, yeah. It does relate to the media.
Keep going.
Yeah, the idea, you know, the Matrix, like Morpheus offers Neo the red pill or the blue pill. And, you know, the red pill will show you reality, and the blue pill, you can go back to just existing in whatever you thought was reality before this. And the idea is that in the modern sense, and when it comes to the world we're living in, is that if you're red pilled, you understand that the meta-narrative about everything, that the New York Times, down to Fox News, down to One America News, down to all the media outlets, all these people and all these organizations and all these institutions, everything up from academia to media to government to corporate culture, all of these things cultivate and create a meta-narrative that is not only false, it's purposely designed to enslave you and extract wealth out of you and your labor and your existence. It's the idea that. And being blue-pilled is the idea that whatever, anything from Fox News to CNN to the New York Times presents as reality and truth. When in fact, the truth is that these are carefully cultivated narratives that are designed to enslave you. That's the idea about the modern sense about being between being red-pilled and between being blue-pilled.
So they're actually miming you to either enslave you or enrage you.
Yeah, that's both. Yeah.
And then you know what happens?
And they extract that energy out of you.
No, but you know what happens when you get enraged? You end up going to jail and you get enslaved. You got to be smarter than
these motherfuckers. Well, you're already
enslaved. No, dude.
You're just extra.
You're not enslaved, dude.
You have a certain degree of freedom and responsibility.
You're not enslaved, dude. You're free, bro. You're free to do whatever you want, dude. Okay? When I was smoking weed fucking 12 years ago, it was illegal, fool. When I was growing weed in the basement.
I grew up where it was illegal.
No,
what
when
are you
I was growing
about?
When I was growing weed in the basement fucking 15 years ago, no, at my homeboy's crib, my homeboy Lee that I used to do tile with, he fucking used to grow in the basement, dog. Like, fucking, I got paid. For a Christmas bonus, I got an ounce of fucking chronic, dog.
That's interesting.
And it was illegal to grow. It was super illegal. You know what I mean? But he paid me an ounce of chronic for my Christmas bonus, dog.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, he was a nice... It was... we named the two plants on Halloween when we were finally starting to bud them. We named him Morticia on Wednesday.
Well,
and
the
from Adam's family, he gave me Wednesday's top, and pretty much all of the Wednesday plant. He gave me that for Christmas.
Nice.
It was cool, but like that shit was illegal, dude. Like everything, like
yeah,
a bunch
it was
of
illegal
shit
where
was
I grew
illegal.
Up. I grew up in a dry county. They didn't sell alcohol at all at any day of the week at any time.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was like super like Southern Baptist religious. Bullshit type stuff. I mean, look back on it now, and I kind of wish I was there at this point. Not really wish I was there, but like, if there's not comedy to do or shows to go to, like, it's really hard to justify being out here. But the counterculture is going to be fun. We got to start doing underground shit.
It'll be happening. Like, Look, you seen what I did fucking in the middle of the COVID. I fucking had the open mic on my front porch in the sun outside. You know what I mean? I couldn't fucking not stand not having comedy, dude. It was wearing on me, bro. Yeah, and I'm just glad Bruce was ready to go. They're like, yeah, we set up the outside. Fuck it. Come do it. There's spots out there. Me and Dick Black and Christine Tomlinson, we went to go see Stroop and Zach Moss and Sal Mazzacchi at that number 38 right there by Blue Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Outdoor venue. Dope, bro. People were sitting. There was snow on the fake grass. Hey. There was snow on the fake grass in the middle of in front of the stage. And it's like there's heated seating all around. But in the middle, they had fake grass with fucking, don't fuck up my fucking theme, bro.
I was making sure my vehicle was okay.
Fuck your car. But anyways, dude, they had snow in the middle with fucking chairs, and there were still people out there fucking all bundled up underneath the heaters and on chairs in the fucking snow in the middle of the stage, bro. With Stroop yelling at them. Yeah, you know, Stroop, bud, Derek Stroop.
Oh, yeah,
you
know. I know Stroop.
But you know who had a killer set that night? Was fucking Zach Moss, bro.
That cat was on fucking fire, homie.
Not even joking. Zach Moss was on fire that night, dude.
Yeah, he's got a good style.
He was killer, bro. He was killer. But that, you know, there's still spots, bro. You know what I mean? You just got to be ready to go. Like, who runs that? Kate Struppel? Runs that show.
What show? There's no show.
There's a show there at fucking 38. You gotta look. You gotta pay attention. Keep your eyes open, fool.
I've been busy working, trying to do stuff.
I got to hang curtains for my Spotify and this and this. Come on, man. Like I said, well, you need to get out of your own way.
I've been doing the digital stuff. You know?
Fuck that shit. You're going to come do it. Have a dope. You better have a dope set.
Yeah, nobody tells me about the shows. You realize, like, nobody likes me.
I like you, kind of.
Well, yeah.
It's like, I'm just
like. Just a smidgen.
It's like, nobody realizes that fucking Phil used to live with you.
Well, yeah, exactly. I know. They run around talking shit. Nobody realizes I gave them places to live.
Yeah.
But
nah, Phil's cool, dude. I love him, dude. I remember.
He wouldn't even talk to me.
I know. Nobody talks to me. Fuck, dude. It happens, bro. Look at little Aspie, dude. Little Aspie done fucked up all kinds, bro. He's lucky I talked to him, bro.
Yeah, but these people are just, they get so caught up in their own goddamn personal drama.
There's too much
bullshit.
Click shit.
It's not even click shit. It's just shut the fuck up and be funny and do comedy. Like,
get, I know,
you know,
there's,
like,
a, there's a lot of...
Stop. Just stop with the
there's
bullshit.
There's a lot of motherfuckers out there that I believe are not funny that actually run shit and run shows and host shit.
Yeah, it's more of a fucking
and I'm
social
not even,
program
and I'm
than
not
it
even
is,
talking,
like...
And I'm not even talking about Tall Guy.
Right, yeah.
I'm talking about a lot of other people besides my homeboy Tall Guy, which I believe Corey Stevens deserves everything
he
gets. You
should call this podcast Naming Names.
I think Corey deserves penises.
He did my podcast.
Hands in his ass. I think Corey deserves every good thing in life that he wants. You know what I mean? I love that honky. He just doesn't get enough oxygen to his brain.
Okay. Yeah, I just wish people, and like the good
people,
there's a lot of good
people
in this town who do that at the higher levels, but there's a lot of people who just like pounce on the idea.
Sounds like you need to show
policing.
Up. It sounds like one of the worst things I heard somebody say was, this is the worst thing I heard somebody say. And he goes, I don't go to shows that I'm not on.
Oh yeah, well they all get like
okay, you can't have that. Ridiculous. You gotta throw your ego in a fucking bag, brush your teeth, walk out the fucking door, and go hope to get in for free at another comedy show to show your support, that you support any comedy that's going on, even if it's a show in the alley. A show on the side of some marketplace in fucking in Lakewood.
Right.
You know, even if you got to go all the way out to X Saloon on a fucking Sunday, when it's not, when you're not on the showcase, fucking, you know what I mean? You got to show up when you're not on the showcase too, bro, just so that they show that you're there and you're down to go there for comedy, bro.
I've done that.
You got to do that, dude. That's like, and then just be ready to do comedy, dude. You know what I write in my book every time I get a new book? Is I write my book, I write in there, I was like, they call your name.
You have a book?
You walk up to the mic, and you fuck it up. That's what you do every time. Every time they call your name, you walk up to the mic, and then you fuck that set up, bro.
Every time?
Do it. Try it next time.
Try what?
Try fucking it up. Like I said, get out of your own fucking way, Wayne. You're funny, dude. Just fucking do it, dude. Do it to it, motherfucker, dude. I'm over it, dude. I'm over to, like, same thing with my little homie Johnny Beaks, dude. I tell him, bro, just get out of your own way. And I even told him something he didn't realize, dude. He's got a stutter because of his fucking cleft palate. Because he's scared to fucking talk, bro.
Yeah, a little bit, but he's fine.
No, but he's fine. But, like, if he would just get over it, dude, everything would come out so much clearer. And red and crisp, you know what I mean? Like,
maybe.
I seen him do it at Irish Rover. I seen him do it at certain places, dude. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. fucking. But there's potential. The digital shit's good, dude. But you got to have something. Look,
there's
strong.
No shows going on. What are you talking about?
Open your fucking eyes, bro. I found $10 on the side of the fucking road the other day. You know why? Because I kept my eyes open, motherfucker, dude. You know what I mean? You got to keep your eyes open and grind. Bro, you know what my first job was? A grinder, bud. And it fucking helped me. You got to grind that shit, dude. Every fucking day you got to grind, son.
Yeah, I know. I just wish bars were open and events were open.
I wish, too.
Comedy clubs were open.
There is some events. You got to keep your eyes
shit
open.
Shit like that.
After my mic, dude, go down and watch the end of fucking the sake bar in the fucking alley. Behind the sake bar, Denver Comedy Lounge, Ben Cronenberg, dude. There's shit going on that you could go watch some comedy, and hopefully this guy goes, oh, you got anything to send me? You send him a fucking video.
Well, I do
want to
start doing underground comedy shows in the new year because fuck this bullshit. I'm sick and tired of it.
Well, then we'll figure it out, dude. We're fucking, you know, shit, dude. I got a concrete pad when the weather gets nice in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll just got to be able to fucking go... leave a tip jar out for beers and sling a bunch of beers over there in the backyard.
Yeah, we'll be able to figure it out for sure.
We'll figure
it out.
It's
just annoying, you know. Things changed on such a dime, and now, like, 10 months later, here we are, just everything's not normal still. And it's like, when the fuck are you guys going to let this go, or are you just going to...
I think you're dwelling on the wrong side of it. I think you're not. I think you need a... Like I said, not step out of your own way, but dude, just fucking open up to it, bro. Not everybody's
open
mad at you.
Open up to what?
Everybody's mad at you. Fuck them. Fuck them anyways, bro. You can be funny, Wayne. I've seen it.
I know. I'm aware.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you kind of believe in yourself.
I'm just a smidgen.
All right.
A little bit.
So, obviously, you don't got no shows coming up.
See? Yeah. No,
that's just what I'm getting at, right?
Nobody has shows coming up.
I have an open mic coming up.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'll be there for that.
We're starting the New Year's off wrong. This is my promo,
well,
bitch.
Go ahead then, good sir.
We're starting off the year off wrong at Brews off of Fax. That's Colfax in York. Come bring your jokes. Get some libations from the bar. They got great beer. If you don't drink, they got root beer. They got kombucha.
Kombucha? The fuck is that? You've been
kombucha.
Isolated from white people for too long.
They got kombucha. They got kombuchas.
Kombucha.
They got root beer. They got a bunch of different styles of beers. I hear that they got a chocolate caramel beer, Onyx. For this week,
that'll
bro.
Be fun. They do have a lot of good.
Yeah, so they got a bunch of good beer at Brews.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, they do have.
Show
really good
up.
Beer
we're
there.
Gonna start the year off wrong, January 1st, bro. Come all hungover, 5:30. Sign up for the open mic. 6:00 the open mic's gonna start. We're gonna tear it up, fucking until the last call for beer is at 8:00. I will definitely remind you, and then we're going to end the mic around 8:30, 9 o'clock. So
fun.
Come sign up. That's Brews Off of Wax, the first of the year. My mom's home. She is home, but she's passed out. But I think we're going to end it on that, Wayne.
It's no bueno. All right.
Hey,
well,
thanks for coming, man.
Yeah, can I plug social media stuff?
No, what's your podcast?
I desperately want to be Twitter famous.
No, what's your podcast and all that shit? I want to, and describe it for me.
The current name of the podcast is The State of Wayne. I think we're probably going to change that to Wayne and Friends, though. So we're still playing around
with
the name. No,
do it. Keep The State of Wayne.
Yeah, that's pretty good, but I kind of want to make that solo. I don't know. It's probably going to, we'll see. As of now, it's
how about School Shooter Wayne?
School Shooter Wayne. That does have a ring to it, doesn't it?
It does, dude.
I do Squeech Monk
Shooter
Media.
Shooter Wayne. How
we
about
do
just Shooter
shows
Wayne?
And sketches there. At Wayne Taculus on Twitter. I would desperately like to be Twitter famous.
What's
That's
Taculus?
A goal of mine. I still believe in that platform.
Is it because it's tacky?
Wayne, it's Fantaculous.
Fantaculous.
Yeah, Wayne-taculous.
You got tacky
Abracadabra.
Fans?
Abracadabra.
You got tacky fans?
It's made up. It's a made up word.
I went straight up, bro. I'm on my, I don't have a Twitter.
Too,
is it Twitter? What's your Instagram?
Wayne-taculous as well.
Wayne-taculous?
Yep.
Okay. If you're looking for me on Instagram, it's BigLou303420, or it's just BigLou303. I don't know what it is. But it's either one of those. I'm starting a fans only. You're gonna take pictures
I'm
for me right now,
guy.
Right?
I'm gonna do lighting.
Yeah,
and
Wayne.
Camera.
Wayne's gonna do lighting and camera. I gotta take this shirt off. I'm gonna be in nothing but my overalls and a boner.
This is gonna be
hearing
how you
about.
And Corey Stevens become friends.
So
again.
We are gonna drop this on Anchor, but this is gonna be the next podcast is gonna be dropped on Chatterbait. And it's going to be me in my overalls with the big old boner.
It's going to be this audio over you masturbating.
Yeah, I'm just going to be
Wonderful.
Jerking off in my overalls, dude.
Brilliant marketing technique.
I know how to do this, dude.
Yeah, you do. I never doubted you for a moment.
No, I need some. Oh, this whole thing has been unofficially brought to you by Green Sativa, 84th and Pecos. Voted 2020's best weed
Very
maps.
Good pre-rolled. Very
best
good
in
pre-rolled.
The whole fucking nation, bro. Their sugar wax. You know how much I bought that for? $12.
Interesting. That's really good.
$12.
I
want to
hear that they
right
give
now?
Out free blowjobs.
No, dude. They fucking give out free hand jobs, bro.
Interesting. Hand roll jobs.
Hand roll jobs.
Joints.
Do you know the difference between pink and purple?
No.
Your grip.
And on that note.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Laters.